This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bazi Kanani. A man from Pueblo who has been imprisoned in Afghanistan for more than a year has been released. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Taliban released Dennis Coyle early Tuesday. The language researcher from Pueblo had been working in Afghanistan on and off for years and was wrongfully detained for over a year. Coyle's family had been working with the State Department and the Trump administration to secure his release. In a statement, Secretary of State Marco Rubio thanked the United Arab Emirates for its support securing Coyle's release, but added the Taliban must end their practice of hostage diplomacy. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are working to finalize the state's budget and fill a $1.5 billion shortfall. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state's latest economic forecast showed a worsening economy, coupled with much higher state costs for Medicaid. Colorado is looking at steep cuts. Republican Assistant House Minority Leader Ty Winter blames Democratic policies that, he says, make it harder for people to find good-paying jobs.
They have to be hooked on government money and government subsidy like a drug, and they don't want to be. They're proud people. They want to work. But when you have nowhere to go and no job to be in, then you're relegated to being on these programs.
Democrats say higher costs for medical care and more Medicaid recipients using programs are driving those cost increases. Lawmakers are expected to debate the budget in the coming weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Grand Junction, organizers say they've decided the new name of the Cesar Chavez celebration will be the Si Se Puede celebration. It means, yes, we can. The name change comes after accusations of sexual assault against the late labor leader. This is CPR News and KRCC. At lower elevations in Colorado, high temperatures will reach into the low 80s today.